Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Hey, happy weekend. How you doing? Welcome to another Focus on Community. I'm Frank Roche. Good to have you along. By the way, don't forget, if you missed any part of this weekend's show, you'd like to hear it again, or maybe you just don't have time to listen to the whole thing right now. Don't forget, you can head on over to our website and download the entire program, about 15 minutes or so, as a podcast, or stream it online on the website, and then listen to it whenever you'd like to. Tammy Silverman from the Indiana Youth Institute is our guest today. Tammy, how you doing?
I'm doing relatively well. How are you?
What people don't hear is the pre-conversation before we actually do this show. We've already served all the world's problems, so, you know, it's...
You bet. Absolutely.
Yeah, so anyway, one of the Indiana Youth Institute, you guys basically tell... You're all about kids and making sure that everything's good for kids, but what is it you're really trying to do?
Thank you for asking that, first and foremost. What we're really trying to do is making sure that all the other organizations that serve kids in our state have what they need as far as training, support, data, research to better do their job. So we don't serve kids directly. We serve the people and organizations that serve kids. So in a given year, we serve and provide support and training to about 2,700 youth-serving organizations in our state.
Okay, and your job is to also kind of coordinate the information that all these other different groups are doing, so that way when one of them comes to you and go, hey, what about, and then he said, there's a group over here that's already done that. Come here, let me introduce you to these folks, right?
Right. Why reinvent the wheel, right? But yet sometimes we get so focused on what's in our local area that you might be right down the street from where you are and not realize that in Columbus or Seymour or, you know, Fort Wayne, they're trying to do a similar thing, and they've already figured out a thing or two that might be helpful for you.
And one of the things, too, is that sometimes we all get so wrapped up in whatever is happening at the moment that we might miss the obvious. And one of the obvious things right now with everything that's coming, let's face it, we've got the election that just finished. Kinda, maybe. and then we've got the pandemic, and who knows what's up with that? Because, I mean, do we have a vaccine or not? Who knows? And all the problems that that's causing. Do we go to school today? Do we stay home? Do we watch it on the internet? All that stuff's going on. Guess what? Thanksgiving's here, and it's time to be grateful. Well, I don't know about you, but the hard question is grateful for what?
right. Well, and that's hard, right? It's hard for adults, but at the same time, even though it's hard and everybody's kind of stressed out and fed up and all of those normal reactions that we're all having, we need to help our kids try to find some things to be grateful for and to look for those. And it's probably going to take a little harder searching and looking this year than maybe it has in the past.
And as part of maybe what we should be grateful for, I guess, and this is my thing, it's like, can we not look at everything that's gone wrong in 2020 and say, okay, this is what we should have been grateful for in 2019, and now we've had a rude awakening that we weren't. And so now we need to be grateful that we're maybe trying to get back to normal and also take a look at the things that we still have.
Absolutely. You know, and you're 100% right. What are those things that maybe we took for granted that were easy or expected before that we've learned aren't that easy? You know, like going to school, right? And knowing, having a predictable school schedule, that used to be kind of a given. And obviously that has all changed. And so being grateful for all those folks at our school systems that are trying to figure that out day in, day out as those numbers change on a daily basis, right? Being grateful for those folks, being grateful for those coaches or after-school providers that are adapting and you know, really looking for what did we take? You're 100% right. What did we take for granted? And then also, what have we learned? Like, you know, so many families were run, and they've slowed down a little bit. And we've heard a lot of there's some value in that, like turning off, moving away from the screens a little bit, doing puzzles, playing games, being outside, right? Like there's been a couple of good things. I'm not saying it's all good by any stretch of the imagination, but there are some things to be grateful for.
Do you mean we can be entertained and have fun by playing with a ball outside in the yard? Oh my God. Now they're right there. IYI.org. There's why you exist. It's for information like that, which has made this program all worthwhile.
I love it.
He said with tongue-in-cheek sarcasm there.
Yeah, you can even be happy just playing old, you know, Candyland or teach your kids how to play a card game. You know, whatever those things are, it doesn't all have to be go, go, go.
I don't think I would personally ever enjoy My Little Pony, but there is something for everybody.
there is.
Okay, Thanksgiving right around the corner, getting ready for Thanksgiving. I suppose one of the things you really, look, let's face it, everybody's different. And I think we all know that, but sometimes it helps just to reiterate it, just to bring that out to the forefront. And there are some people that are more at risk for having a really bad time over a major holiday like this as opposed to others. And I suppose the biggest thing is recognizing who needs the help the most.
It is. It is. Absolutely. Like figuring out, you know, who's most at risk right now, who particularly if you're thinking about your kids, who's going to most be thrown by changes. You know, some people kind of roll with the punches and other people, it really puts them off center. And thinking about that with your kids, one of the things we know is kids like to know what to expect. Even if they don't necessarily like what's coming at them, that's kind of like school, right? Like they know what's expected of them. And the same goes for the holidays. If your holidays are going to change, if Thanksgiving is going to look different, if you're going to have different food or smaller groups, or maybe you can't get together with grandma and grandpa, whatever that is, talk about it now with your kids and prepare them. That will help them and everybody enjoy it a little more.
Now, here's something that's kind of interesting that kind of popped into my head, and that is, how do you know, and this is going to be a hard question for me to phrase and probably even harder for you to answer, but so when you think about Thanksgiving coming up, you don't want to throw too much at your kids and go, oh my God, it's all going to be different. Grandma and Grandpa won't come here. If they do, they'll die because of the disease. Okay, you don't want to do that. But by the same token, you want to make sure that they're not taken by surprise or taken unawares. So how much lead, how much direction do you let the kids pull into this conversation? How much do you let them do, and how much do you kind of push out there on your own to make sure that they're not taken by surprise when everything finally happens?
Yeah, that's a spectacular question. And you phrase it well, right? I hope I can answer it equally as well. I think the challenge is it depends on the kid, which sounds like kind of a wishy-washy answer. But the reality is ask your kids what's really important. Maybe they don't mind. Maybe there are kids that didn't love the family gatherings of 40 people. It's overwhelming for them, right? So maybe just having it a smaller group this year is going to be better for them. So don't assume that that your kid's going to take that change negatively. So ask them what's really important to them. And then say, how do they want to show up? Maybe you have a kid that's a complete jokester, right? And they want to have a platform to tell their jokes or sing a song or, you know, whatever that might be. And give them a little space to do what they want to do. That doesn't mean they're in charge of the whole thing, right? It doesn't mean that you give them complete control, but give them some space. And at the same time, if they just say, you know, I'm kind of glad it's going to be quiet this year, and can we just have our regular, maybe there's food that's really important to them. I really want grandma's cinnamon rolls or whatever that might be. Listen for those one or two, ask them explicitly, what are those couple of things that are most important to them, and do your best to try to make those happen, and then don't worry about the rest of it.
Maybe a little bit of hand-holding is called for, because let's face it, the kids have kind of gotten used to the whole face mask and distancing thing, maybe at school, but boy, you know, grandma likes to hug. Grandma's always liked to hug, and that may not happen this year. And so, you know, the things will be a little bit different at home, you know, or wherever it is you go for the holiday. And it's probably best that they're ready for that change too.
Absolutely. Let them be prepared. And you as a parent, think about, you know, what's most important to you. Maybe, you know, maybe if you've been really diligent about all your stuff and you haven't been exposed, maybe a hug from grandma is not the worst thing in the world, right? At the same time, if grandma is just going to blow through all your guidelines and expectations, maybe you want to rethink this year. Maybe this would be the year to try to do it virtually, right? And as a parent, think through what's most important in your household and how can you amend that, even if figuring that out in advance is better than trying to do it day of when you're looking at grandma and saying, take a step back.
Yeah, that's for sure. Maybe just a little bit of space is a good thing here. There's also other things to do, too. I mean, if you're not going to have the same traditional family get-togethers like always, let's face it, there are a lot of folks out there that don't even have a choice. They don't have family get-togethers. They don't have those kind of events. Maybe as a change of pace, if you're not going to go somewhere, you could take part in that, or at least show the kids, you know, how they might want to do something like that. And maybe that'll help later on in life for them too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And kids, you know, and so many of us, kids and adults, sometimes, again, just focus on our direct reality. But talking to them about what it might look like for other kids. Do they know other kids or families that have a different experience? Having them, you know, volunteer. And by volunteering, you know, this year might not be the year to go to a crowded space, but you can still collect, donate some food or have them help you do those things, go through their clothing to donate that so that kids understand and are appreciative for what they do have.
And, you know, one of the things, too, you can always do, and this is always a hard time, I think, for some parents figuring out what the kids want for Christmas within reason. You know, I say too much screen time. We worry about that. But, hey, do a little Christmas shopping online. You know, if you're going to be at home with just like three or four of you, not the whole family all around and everything, I suppose a little bit of Christmas. When you and I were kids, and I will put you in this category.
Go ahead, it's all right.
It was a Sears Christmas wish book. We couldn't wait for that thing to show up, all 5 pounds of it, you know?
Right, and you'd turn down corners, and we would circle things in there, right? And it was a deal when you got it.
Yeah, it was very cool. Nowadays, it's there all the time now. It's online. You can go pick and choose. And maybe sitting down with the kids and doing a little bit of that kind of thing together is a good way to kill time, family time, and, you know, that kind of thing.
Again, I think we think of it, you know, perhaps as a task, right? Like we need to get something for these folks on our Christmas list. But really thinking of it is, how can our kids learn from us? How can they learn to really be thoughtful? You know, have we really, are the kids thinking about what Aunt Sally might really like or what might be meaningful, and do they understand what those things cost? And all of it then can become a connectivity and an education activity rather than just, oh, I'm going to wait and do this after the kids go to bed just to get it off my list.
And of course, very young kids may not fit into this, but let's face it, kids remember what happened last year for the most part.
They do.
Yeah, well, this would be a good time to say, doesn't this show you what we don't have now and why we should be grateful for it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we can also look forward. You know, maybe this year we can't do everything we want. Maybe, maybe we decided we're going to be a smaller group. But what would we like to do next year? We also know that looking to the future is helpful in tough times. So if we can help our kids appreciate what we have had, deal with the reality right now, be prepared, have visibility, be ready and expecting it, and also start to think about, okay, next year, maybe we want to do something a little different so that they can look forward as well.
Yeah, and let's face it, what other best way to think about the holidays and get yourself a holiday-inspired face mask? You know, I just... and get the ones...
Do you have one of those, Frank? Come on, admit it.
No, but I was thinking about getting the ones that smell like turkey and mashed potatoes, though. I think that would... Yeah. Then you sit there and you have that smell in your face all day long, you know? Certainly adds...
I haven't seen those. I've heard of the bacon ones, but I haven't seen those. But again, if that's going to be fun for kids, you know, again, little adaptations and fun things. Actually, we had someone joking earlier that they teasingly told their older kids that Santa was going to be in quarantine this year. You know, you need to judge what's going to work with your kids, right? If the face mask that smells like turkey is going to help them enjoy Thanksgiving, then maybe go for that. If they can take the joke of Santa in quarantine, give it a shot. But again, take some time and think about, how are your kids experiencing Thanksgiving and how can you make it a little more enjoyable, help them be grateful and keep the family fun alive.
And that's how you get kids. And that is how you get kids to behave this year. Instead of telling them you're going to go on the naughty list, say, nope, Santa's going to think you're in quarantine. That's what I'm going to tell them. And you're not going to get to see anybody.
You know, it was a new one. I hadn't heard it yet, but I thought, wow, that's inventive, right?
That's right. Yeah. Santa's an old guy, and Santa, you know, older folks got to be careful with this COVID thing. So Santa, we're going to tell Santa you're in quarantine, and that'll be the end of it. So,
yes. On the flip side, you know, there were all those Halloween candy shoots, so maybe you can figure out a way to make the shoot for holiday gifts or, you know, for Santa. Who knows? Again, I think the biggest thing is thinking it through, you know, and trying to be as upbeat and making light of it, like just like we are right now.
Yeah, because really it needs to be somewhat fund in order to keep us from going crazy. IYI.org is the website you guys have. I know you write an article, once every other day or something like that? And
sometimes it feels like it, once a month.
Yeah, and you publish that article on the site, which Gratitude in Times of Difficulty is the newest article that's up right now, what we're talking about today, if you want to read that. Plus, you've got other articles online and a lot of other advice for folks, right?
A lot of data and information. It's not my personal advice. I won't claim it. I will say we're bringing you hopefully the best data and information related to how we best raise our kids.
Well, you don't tell people anything unless you got the data to back it up. You know?
Correct.
Yeah, you're not making
this up.
So, you know,
absolutely. That's what we're all about.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay, IYI.org. Tammy Silverman is the head honcho at IYI.org. Head on over to their website and check it out. It's a very good website. We thank you for listening this month, and we'll talk to Tammy again in the not-too-distant future. By the way, if you missed any part of today's show, you want to go back and hear a little bit more, always available for you as a podcast on our website. Either stream it or download it again at our website. Thanks a lot for being a part of the show this weekend. We'll see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.